This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, man, whatever Galdi wants, Galdi gets. Because he's a rare bird. And he is so excited now because he loves draft choices. And he loves the draft. He's adamant about selecting these kids out of college. But I really haven't had a dialogue with my partner since NIL really started has taken over. Has your love for the collegiate player been altered now that they are no longer broke when they come into the league?
Well, that's true. The game has changed. There's no doubt about that. But, my friend, this is our time of year.
It is.
It is draft pick season, man. So I am all about it. I am all about it.
So Anthony, who's a lot like you, this tank move, part of the, you know, the funny part to me is that they act as if they're losing on purpose. That's the joke. We want to lose so we can get, no, you don't have any control over winning or losing. That's the problem. Okay. Yeah. You're not good enough to control any of this. You'll get what's left over is the way I see it. And I think it stinks, but what say you? I already know your answer, but at least let's get it on the record for those of our patrons that have not heard your bit.
My bit.
Yeah.
Your so
bit.
Listen, man, I've been talking about this on my podcast for weeks. This is a lost season. It is a horrible season. I hate that that's the case, but that's the case. And I'm not going to live in fantasy land. Like, this season is what it is. It has been an atrocious season for all kinds of reasons. And so to me, let's extract something good from this horrible season, and let's get ourselves as high of a pick as possible in the 2026 NFL draft, primarily for the purpose of trading down with a quarterback needy team and getting a haul of picks. Now, how likely that is hard to say, because there's a lot of back and forth about how good this quarterback class is. So, I don't know how realistic that scenario is, but that to me is the ideal scenario. This team needs an infusion of youth, an infusion of talent, and the dream scenario would be to get a pick by which you can lure, you can tempt, you can seduce a quarterback needy team to give up a ton of stuff, and you get that ton of stuff, and you hopefully do a lot of good with that ton of stuff. So I'm all in on the team losing these games. I don't want to see the team get humiliated. I don't want to see the Commanders quit on Dan Quinn. I don't think they will, by the way. I'd like to see young players do well. But if you're asking me what's in the best interest of the team right now, it's in the team losing these games. There's not a doubt in my mind about that.
Okay, Mr. Wizard. We're really familiar with that recipe. We've heard it for over a decade about tanking to get talent. And then my argument always comes up is that, okay, well, are you saying then that you're capable of developing whatever talent? Because you got some young people now, they don't get into games. Your young people don't get to play. So what's going to make this any different? Can you guarantee me they're going to actually get in the game? Or are you just going to hold them like trophies and collect them on the sidelines? and put in guys in their mid-30s that can't run. No, well, it sounds like a joke, but it's actually reality. No, I know it was funny, but it was real. It was real. You have a young linebacker out of Philadelphia. I've played more than he's played, and I'm wondering about, so what are you going to do with this talent and this speed? Because you haven't shown me that you have the ability to actually put him in games.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but that's not what we can control right now. Right now, when it comes to what this team needs, give me that pick. Now, if this team is incapable of doing good things with that pick, that's a different conversation. Then you need other people running things. But I think that's a separate issue.
Oh, don't speed past that. Because you sped past that like that's not even in the cards, like that has no shot. You made it sound like, well, that could never, ever happen because we're so damn set in what we have. If I'm misreading you, I know you're not shy, but that's what I heard. Anthony, what'd you hear?
I mean, I heard what you heard.
Okay. See, Galdi's an insider. You got to understand this. When he's speaking like this, he's going from, because he's got a tip. He may know
something. Look, it is too early to advocate for major change.
Okay? Oh, okay. All right.
But,
just checking.
But what we do in our line of work, right, is we evaluate as we go along here.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think anything should be set in stone, okay? Last season was great. This season has been horrible. I do think that the primary reason for this season being so bad is injury. I do think that. So okay. I'm not on the bandwagon of fire Adam Peters, fire Dan Quinn. I think that talk has been ridiculous. But to sit here and say Adam Peters is batting 1,000, you can't say that right now. Look at his two drafts and tell me who you feel great about beyond the quarterback. And even with the quarterback now, there are some questions. So, you know, you have to be objective about this. You have to be sober about this. And a year from now, you know, we could be having some hard conversations. But I think it's too early for that. So we'll see. And I still would like to think that we have the right people in charge. I tend to think that we do. You know, I don't just gloss over last season. I think those guys did a lot of good work in the 2024 offseason and last season. I think this has been a Murphy's Law kind of season where anything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And I think it's very possible, if not probable, that this is a blip and that this team next season is back to being good again. But, you know, you can't sit here and give these guys trophies for where this team is at right now. And to your point, yeah, it is concerning that a Jordan McGee isn't playing more, that a Johnny Newton isn't playing more and having more of an impact, that a Mikey Sainristil has regressed this season, that Quan Martin last season was better with two separated shoulders than he has been this season with two healthy shoulders. Yeah, I've never seen someone be better with two separated shoulders than with two healthy shoulders. That's the first time in the history of the planet that that's been the case. So, yeah, like there are some disturbing things this year. There's no question about that.
And you did that without Cynic. I mean, that's because that's been one of the larger components of going, really? I mean, oh, wow. Okay. So we agree on that, and that is interesting. My producer extraordinaire, he is got a smirk on his face because tomorrow's game, he's pulling for a loss, like you, because of this draft positioning. And yet, at least you laughed, and that's good. See, he told you he's honest to a fault because it is kind of funny. To think that's like inviting people over for dinner because you're praising the chef who put together a terrific meal. But yet we know that this meal stinks. It's rotten. And we need to, I haven't heard anybody actually convince me that they know what happened. All I know is what didn't happen. And as far as I'm concerned, anytime an assistant coach is in charge and doesn't answer to anybody, that's a problem in my world. That's unacceptable. And until you can convince me otherwise, I'm sticking to my story.
Well, listen, I know how much you hate my stance, which makes me laugh. It also makes me laugh that this is the third time in, what, 6 years that we're having this conversation. 2020, we had this conversation.
Yep.
2023, we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And now 2025, we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
I'd like to go a few years without having this conversation with you, but unfortunately, we keep coming back to this point. It's a shame.
Well, but we both are pulling for burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
Our ties have not changed. We still are pulling for the same organization. I just look at this and go, are we going to call it correctly? Are we going to identify who the culprit is? This, I think you want a happy ending. This is not going to be a happy ending. I don't see how you can do that. You can't look the other way on this. As long as something you felt the defense was out of whack, it took you that long to make a correction? And you still haven't corrected the offense. You act like that's smooth. It's not. And you didn't take any action towards that. That tells me you didn't sense you had an issue. And that scares the hell out of me.
You know, there's something else here that I think could be in play.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard this rumor, but I've been talking to people about this, that Washington may sign Josh Norman and have him play over these final three games just for the purpose of, you know, making sure things go the way they're supposed to go.
Well,
you know
that would
I mean.
Be a so, correction in our secondary, yeah, because he would definitely would definitely fix that out and get DQ getting him back, because that group, that was a serious group. Seahawks? Legion of Boom? Yeah, that was serious.
Yeah,
I think we are back to that. We're not trying to be funny. Honestly, this is serious stuff here. I don't have the answer for it, but I do clearly see a problem that I feel like a lot of others are avoiding. They're avoiding calling this thing what it is and beating around the bush, not trying to put certain people in the spotlight that I think deserve to be in the spotlight for this. And if you don't address the issue, how can you fix it?
Well, it's going to be big what they do with defensive coordinator. And, you know, I don't know if this is like being properly appreciated. We're just a few weeks away from that going down. Like the defensive coordinator hire, whatever they do at that spot, that's going to happen more likely than not next month. That's going to happen in January. So that's going to happen a few weeks from now. And that's going to be massive. You know, they whiffed with hiring Joe Witt. That's as clear as can be. When you last for less than two seasons as defensive coordinator, that's a miss. Okay. Like you missed on that hire. You can't miss again. You miss again, then probably it's going to be you who's out the next time that a change gets made. So what they do at defensive coordinator, I think it's going to be so interesting, and they need to get the right guy. They need to get someone who can get this defense right, because the defense has been by far the number one issue. And while the defense has had its share of injuries, I think we all get that, that's not the only explanation for this defense being as bad as it has been. And while it has been better with Quinn running things, you know, it hasn't been to where you feel like it's fixed. And I think what's also true, they faced a lot of mediocre offenses here lately, too. So I think that's helped to make the defense look a little bit better. I don't know anyone who feels good about this defense right now. You got to get the right guy running it. You may need to overhaul the system that you're running, and you may need an overhaul in terms of personnel. You know, and that's another thing about rooting for wins right
now.
When it comes to the defense, you're looking at a bunch of guys who may not be back with this team next season. So you in essence, could be rooting for people who are going to be gone in just a few weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Gaudy, talking about some of those guys that I guess we'll be evaluating over the next 3 weeks, I think, and I've been putting this out the last week or so, I think Mikey Samer still has a good opportunity, I think, over these next 3 weeks to go out there and prove to, you know, the defense, Coach Quinn, and, you know, the fan base as a whole, that he is probably one of the players from the 2024 draft class that is salvageable because, again, he has some tough competition against A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb. And I think when he's been at outside corner, that's where he's performed the best. In the slot, he struggled. But last year this season so far, at outside corner is where he's played the best.
Well, and it was interesting. Dan Quinn got asked about that. I think it was yesterday. And he was very open to saying we're still staying at outside corner. So I think more and more that's kind of where we're headed here. And it's a funny thing because I remember when they drafted him, Adam Peters that night was pretty adamant that they saw Sainristil still as a nickel, as what the team calls at star corner. And he just has not performed at a high level at that spot. The last 2 years, he's been better on the outside than on the inside. I'd like to think that Sainristil still is salvageable. I tend to think that he is, but it's been a really bad season for him. Like, you know, there's no debating that. Like, he has gotten picked on. He has really struggled. I know he has some interceptions, but to me, you don't necessarily judge a cornerback by interceptions. Like, it's about coverage. Like, do you shut down the people who you're covering, or at least you do an adequate job against the people who you're covering? And, you know, he's had a rough go of it this season. So I'm with you. I'd like to see him end the season strong. You know, with these guys, and we've seen this with what's happened with Emmanuel Forbes with the Rams, you can't just give up on people who you believe have talent. And it's not always as simple as if a guy doesn't perform right away, he won't perform at all. Like, agreed. Sometimes it is coaching, it is system. Mm-hmm. And so with Sainristil, if they have been playing him in the wrong spot, that's on them. You know, like, if they've been trying to force him into being something that he isn't, a slot guy, then that is on them. And that enters into the evaluation of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. So let's see. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a big next few weeks for Sainristil. I brought up Quan Martin. I mean, are you going to go next season with Quan Martin as a definite starter, or do you have to think long and hard about, you know, how he fits into your defense? I know going into this season, this team was very high on him. He's like Sainristil. He has not had a very good season. You know, he at best has been up and down. You know, how does he end his season? And, you know, I brought up Johnny Newton. It has been disturbing to me how there have been plenty of games this season in which the likes of Sheldon Day and Eddie Goldman have played more than Johnny Newton, who, remember, was taken in the second round last year, but was talked about as a first-round talent who somehow fell to the second round. And in year two, he can't get more playing time in plenty of games than guys like Sheldon Day and Eddie Goldman, you know, all due respect to them. So, you know, I think it's step-up time for Johnny Newton. Like, let's see this guy show the talent that he supposedly has, and I think does have. You know, there's a lot of talk that the team is going to cut Daron Payne this coming offseason in the way that the team cut John Allen last offseason. Is Johnny Newton capable of stepping into a starting role for next season? We have not seen enough from him yet to be able to say yes to that.
Hey, man, congratulations on the NBA Cup, the Knicks, and I'm glad that you decided not to hang a banner in the rafters. I thought that was a great move, and we will get you back hopefully as soon as possible. Talking more NBA, because I know where your heart lies.
Well, my heart is with the Wizards, who know all about tanking, as you know. So they could actually teach the Commander some things. And I hope that you have shared with all of your listeners the photo you shared with me of the great Smokin' Al Coker from many years ago on HTS. Well. You know, Doc texted me this classic picture of our pal Al Coker.
Oh, he's the best.
I want you to share that with everyone at some point.
Well, you know, that's a CJ is our, what do you call it? He archives all of our past, you know, for the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think we got some better shots coming up in the future, but nothing tops. Coke is number one of all time. Yeah, he is the ambassador of all ambassadors. And with puck season, in a way, at the time they sent that out, Caps were on a roll. They slowed down just a little bit, but they were on fire when I sent that out in his honor. Because without Al, you know, we wouldn't be the puck heads that we are or have become.
No.
Yeah, no doubt
about
it.
And as you know, CJ has access to many photos, so he can
absolutely. There you go. He's got the key to the vault. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Al, all the best, man, to the family, and we appreciate you sharing with us. And we'll continue because who knows? Maybe they won't win, and maybe you'll win with a higher pick, and this thing just may never end for us.
Yeah, I'll be thinking of you if they lose tomorrow night,
okay.
Trust me. So
thank you
for having me.
All right, brother. Yeah. God bless you. Nothing but the best. Al Galdi, as Coach Thompson would say, he's simply one of the best. Quick break. We'll come back. Got a comment on Brother Galdi. You can hit us. You want to hit him right now? Hit him at okay. You notice how he throws his weight around? I mean, see, he's so used to working with that big guy, bossing him around and stuff because you got to manage Linnell. You know what I mean? But be careful now.
Yeah, I'm already knowing.
Don't mistake the two of us. You sound like you got a little bass in your voice now, like you're talking to Linnell. All right, let's go to Bonesy. K9, welcome home.
Hey, Doc. Mm-hmm. What's going on, my brother?
Hey,
shout
man.
Out to my homie, little aunt. Hey, man, you know, I'm with Al Galdi, man, you know, because I had an opportunity, you know, to talk with a good close friend of mine last night about this team, you know, trying to get his thoughts on it. And, you know, I don't understand, you know, coaching. I mean, coaching, you're supposed to develop, you know what I mean? I mean, how you going to develop if you got a guy you know and everybody else know is playing out of position? You know, why would you force a person to play out of the position, out of their natural position? You're trying to get everything, trying to get 100% out of the person, right? And then you got Newton. You know, you drafted him in the second round, and he ain't even getting in the game. You know, you got a lot of players, man, that you draft in the second round. You know, I mean, and then for my understanding, you know, man, I hope that Kingsbury get a job somewhere else, you know what I mean? Because I want this team to go back to Rigo days, man, with running the ball. We got three good running backs in the room. We have a solid offensive line. We got the core right there. Focus on getting this defense together. Quan Martin, he got to go. You know what I mean? Wagner, he got to go. And look, you know what? The Deebo Samuel experiment, that's got to go too, man. So Deebo done dropped a lot of balls. I'm talking about good touchdown balls, good balls where you could keep the drive going and everything. Look, let's stop experimenting and build this team up with some speed and some youth. That's my take on it, and I'm living and dying with it.
All right, appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thanks All right, Bonesy. My call, man.
Yeah, Anthony, you got a disciple.
And look, he with us, man.
Yeah, hey, man.
Doc, being in the middle gets you nowhere. Gets you nowhere.
Lap, welcome home. 301-230-0980. And Lap, did you fall asleep? All right, let's say goodbye to Lap. And we'll catch Lap on another program. It is 4:53 here in the nation's capital. And we will we'll light the lamp up a bit. Shout out to Brother Galdi and appreciate all of you for being patient. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.